Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the Embassy of Japan. The What's Going On presidency. Over the last week, the Trump administration has taken several tactical and political steps that would be seen in any other administration as such massively stupid political blunders that one would wonder if somebody is asleep at the switch. Usually, if one disagrees with the White House on the substance, you might be able to discern what the administration is trying to do ideologically. These all seem to some degree to be self-defeating. Relitigating health care, the political issue that cost Republicans the House. President Donald Trump voluntarily decided he would plunge his party back into the maelstrom of legislating a new health care reform bill, the singular issue that Republicans believe cost them their House majority. The reality is plain. The GOP has no idea what it would do to reform health care. This isn't a guess. This is what we know based on 8 months of trying. Why relitigate an issue that tore the party apart and cost it dearly politically? Gutting the Special Olympics. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos proposed cutting $17.6 million in U.S. contributions to the Special Olympics. $17 million isn't even a speck of sand when it comes to the federal budget, and it comes at the political cost of dinging an organization that tries to lift up severely developmentally disabled people. Not to mention, Congress was going to ignore this request anyway. Roy Blunt went to the Special Olympics last week in Abu Dhabi, and he's charged with this spending. How is the juice here worth the squeeze? The president nominated his advisor, TV talker and author Stephen Moore, for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. This was always going to be a difficult vote for some, since Moore has expressed he's unfamiliar with some of the Fed's basic functions. But in addition, Bloomberg is now reporting Moore owes $75,000 to the IRS. Plus, the Kansas City Star is reporting that Moore helped shape the deep tax cuts that were blamed for years of budget shortfalls under Sam Brownback when he was governor of Kansas. This is going to be an even trickier nomination now. Trump's war on Puerto Rico. A series of storms and, yes, fiscal mismanagement has left Puerto Rico cash-starved and in severe need of congressional aid. Yet, according to the New York Times' Glenn Thrush, Trump balked at the price tag for helping the U.S. territory because the president said, for that cost, he could buy the island four times over. Note, the United States does own this island. Never mind the price tag the president's envisioning is the far upper limit of what might ever be spent on Puerto Rico. How many more of these policy and funding decisions will be covered now that Mueller is over? Happy opening day. The Washington Nationals kick off their season today at Nats Park against the Mets at 1:05 p.m. Reminder, backpacks aren't allowed in Nats Park this year, so if you're coming from the Hill, leave it in your office. New in playbook this morning, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will give $4.5 million to 58 of his Republican colleagues this morning from his joint fundraising account, Take Back the House. Each lawmaker will receive at least $65,000. Sean Hannity spoke with President Trump last night on Fox News. He said this on Bill Barr. He said he's a great gentleman. On pardons, he said, I don't want to talk about pardons now, but I can say it's so sad on so many levels. The president said there are so many things we are going to do, incredible health care, that the Democrats, frankly, wouldn't even know how to do. On the Green New Deal, the president said, I don't want to speak badly about the Green New Deal, Sean. Frankly, I'm afraid they'll stop using it because I really do want to campaign against it. In other news, Michael Grimm, the convicted felon and former House Republican, says he's 90% of the way there to run against freshman Max Rose on Staten Island. That from Laura Barone Lopez on Staten Island. Trump's Thursday, the president will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 2:45 p.m. He'll then leave the White House at 4 to travel to Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he'll land just before 6 p.m. He's holding a political rally there at 7 p.m. Afterwards, he'll travel to Mar-a-Lago. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
A message from the Embassy of Japan, celebrating the gift of cherry blossom trees and the Japan-U.S. friendship. Did you know that in 1912, the mayor of Tokyo gave the original 3,000 cherry trees to Washington, D.C. as a gift of friendship to America? Each spring in D.C. and in cities nationwide, the cherry blossoms remind us of the beautiful, deep bonds that connect the two countries. Little flower, big story.